First Nation Elder Josephine Mandeman's group left Gulfport, Mississippi on April 20th, the one-year anniversary of the BP oil spill there. She's helping carry water from the Gulf of Mexico.
As women, we carry water and we carry life, and so we have that responsibility to take care of Mother Earth as she takes care of her children. We have to take care of our children also.
Other walkers are coming from Washington State, Maine, and Manitoba with water from the Pacific, Atlantic, and Hudson Bay. They'll be joined by other tribal members along the way. The 69-year-old Mandeman says people have to realize how precious fresh water is.
Trying to raise consciousness of the water's necessity, and if we continue with our negligence, what's going to happen to the water?
This group is now in Canton, Mississippi. Sharon Day says they've got ice on their knees and blisters on their feet, but continue on.
Every day you walk, you think about the water. You know, you think about why you're doing what you're doing, because, of course, you know, you got aches and pains, and you think to yourself, you know, why am I doing this? And it's right there in your hand, you know. You're doing it for the water. You're doing it for the people. So what we're doing is the spiritual work for everyone.
Once they arrive at Bad River, they'll pour all four buckets of water together into Lake Superior. They expect to arrive around June 10th. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.